The Hannah Stone. The Hannah Stone is a rocky summit or pudding stone which overlooks the landscape from an altitude of 360 meters. Are you wondering if it's a menhir? Well, no, this stone wasn't brought here. It came to be here naturally some 5,000 years ago. However, it's thought it could have been used as an observatory by Neolithic man, as Bernadette Mailleux, a historian from the Museum of Ouvres, explains. September the 21st is the autumn equinox. If you look towards the dolmen of Ouvres from the Hannah Stone, you will see the sun setting behind the dolmen. So the question is whether the Neolithics picked the spot for the dolmen so that they could see the sun going down at that precise time of year. It could have been very important for Neolithics because, remember, they were the first farmers. They worked the land and the sun was a very important star for them. At the beginning of the 20th century, the whole village used to go up to the hill for the autumn equinox. They would eat, drink and dance. And most of all, they would whiten the Hannah Stone with whitewash, a custom that continues to this day. In fact, this stone still intrigues locals and feeds their imagination. That's how a legend has come to be connected with it. André Funk from Ouvres will tell us it. A priest was returning exhausted from a trip and got lost up there in a stormy night. He began cursing God and blaspheming, so God turned him to stone. And that's why the Hannah is also called the humpback curate. To tell the truth, it's impossible to talk about the Hannah Stone without mentioning the Devil's Bed. That's another stone a few hundred meters away at the foot of the hill. It's a rock that broke up as it came down the mountain and through erosion now looks like a bed with a pillow. Of course, this stone also has its legend, which André Funk will relate. Hell is in the center of the earth. There's a hole starting at the Hannah which goes down to the center and which the devil comes out of. At nightfall, he lifts the stone and gets up to mischief throughout the region. After that, he rests up for a while on his bed. And then he goes back down to hell through the Hannah Stone before the cock crows. To see the Devil's Bed, take the path on your right as you're facing the Hannah Stone. Then turn left to reach the Museum of Ouvres, our last stop. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.